Price, you'll only ever need your Power Tool Centre All Trades Electric Tools, 35 Henderson Valley Road. Phone 837 5115. That's 837 5115.
Get the sharpest price at All Trades Electric Tools.
Hi, Michael Barnett, Auckland Chamber of Commerce. If you would like our help or advice with regard to government wage subsidy or other business support, call us on 0800 543 543. If you would like access to a free business mentor for the next 3 months, call us on 0800 543 543. So, business advice, wage subsidy, free business mentor, Auckland Chamber of Commerce, 0800 543 543.
International correspondence on News Talk ZB.
4:45 Thursday morning. Thank you for all the feedback, Christchurch. We know we've got technical issues there. We are working on them. We will try and resolve it ASAP. Thank you. US Sky News correspondent Cordelia Lynch joins us now. And as the White House predicts up to 240,000 deaths, you, Cordelia, have just spent some time at a funeral home.
That's right. Yes, I spent a day there, and there were some very moving, very distressing moments we witnessed. One of the consequences of COVID-19 here in New York City, the epicenter of the outbreak, is that people aren't able to go into hospitals when their loved ones are there, and they're not able to say goodbye properly either. They are banned from big funerals, big gatherings of people, and that is proving deeply distressing. We met one man, Robert. He came in weeping. He just lost his 8-year-old grandmother. They are not able to get their big family together. That is tough enough. But also half of his family has now tested positive. They're doing all they can at this funeral home. It was Joseph Neufeld and his son, Joe. They're trying to give dignity in death, but they're doing a drive-through funerals. No one's even able to go to the crematorium. It is all part of this new world that everyone's struggling with.
What about the emergency medical staff in the US? What are you hearing from them?
Well, we spent yesterday with a team of emergency responders, actually, and I asked how busy it was, and they said it's just unreal. They say it is busier than it was in 9/11, and we know that the death toll, sadly, has already exceeded the terrorist attacks on September the 11th. People look totally exhausted, and they're running out of medical supplies. I've been filming with a lot of nurses and doctors. They're using bandanas, having to, you know, make up whatever they can to try and protect themselves, and they're really worried that they're going to go home and infect their families, that they're not only at risk themselves, but they're putting patients at risk. It's a really desperate situation. And we've just heard from the governor here, Andrew Cuomo, and he says we've been behind from the very start, and we are potentially 2 weeks away from the apex of this crisis.
Yeah, it's dire. Cordelia, appreciate it very much. Cordelia Lynch, US Sky News correspondent.
International correspondence on News Talk ZB.
Absolutely heartbreaking, isn't it? 12:00 to 6:00. Well, some 2,000 New Zealand businesses have revenues in excess of $80 million. $80 million is the baseline that Grant Robertson is giving for tailor-made government assistance. If those bigger businesses need assistance, they could well be accepting the risk that they might end up partly state-owned. Think what happened to Air New Zealand back in 2001. Oliver Hartwich is the Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative, and he hits it here to explain. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How likely is it that the government would look to take on equity in some of these businesses worth over $80
million? Well, it is possible, if not likely, that we will end up in this situation, maybe not immediately. What we could see in the first place is that the government would give credit to these companies, and if the companies then struggle to pay it back at some stage in the future, the government would convert this into equity. And then, of course, it would turn out to be a big shareholder in a lot of companies across many different sectors, and that's not desirable, of course, in the long run. So what we would see over time is that the government would then probably try to scale down their ownership and try to sell these shares on the market again, but that could take years.
What's a more desirable path to go down then than the government taking a stake of big business?
Well, I think an immediate priority should be to allow companies the flexibility to scale down their capacity now when they need it. because there's simply not much work to do. And then to have the flexibility again to scale up when the crisis eventually subsides. And a much better model for that, I think, is to really rely on this German short-time work scheme. So basically what it allows companies in Germany to do is to lay off their workers, but just for the time that they don't have to work now. Basically reduce the capacity. The government then comes in and compensates the workers for the lost earnings for that crisis. But when the crisis is over, the company can go back to normal relatively quickly. And that is a scheme that we have seen in Germany during the global financial crisis a decade ago. And Germany is one of the countries with the best employment outcomes of the GFC because companies were keeping that flexibility. And that's why they were able to basically go into hibernation and come back at the end of this crisis.
Is there any appetite for that sort of scheme here?
Yes, there is actually, because I can tell you that we've talked to a lot of companies in our membership and people are interested in the scheme. We've also talked to politicians and to government officials. And I know that this scheme is being considered. It's not the ideal time, of course, to design such a scheme at the time of crisis, but it's probably better than what we currently have. It's definitely better, I think, than the current wage subsidies that we already have in place.
Yeah. Taking Air New Zealand out of the picture, shouldn't most bigger businesses be able to weather this?
Well, it depends on how long the crisis will last. I think we are now used to looking at exponential graphs for the crisis, for the medical crisis. But I think there's also an exponential graph for the economic crisis, because the longer this goes on, the more expensive it will be. If you're in lockdown for a week, that will be expensive. But if you're in lockdown for 2 weeks, it will be more than twice as expensive. So I think the longer this crisis goes on, the more damage we will see in the economy, and this damage will go on exponentially.
Oliver, appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Oliver Hartwich, Executive Director of the New Zealand Initiative. Good on you, Kate, highlighting the most obvious on all relevant tools that are lacking and in short supply big time. How about prosecuting the professionals giving half-truth advice to the PM to broadcast on TV to the New Zealand public and everyone just absorbs it as an update of on-the-spot truth? Kate, Jacinda tells everyone to be kind, yet one of the hardest working groups, GPs, get a slapping from her. Yes, I did think that was interesting yesterday when she basically threw them under the bus and said, why aren't they testing? And the reality is they're not testing because the government said don't test so many people. And so they were just following orders. And yet I noticed yesterday they were the first under the bus getting a hand slap for not testing enough. Mike Hosking is into the studio next at 7 to 6.
This is a COVID-19 announcement. If you have any questions, the fastest way to find the answers and all the latest information is at covid19.govt.nz. Let's all unite against COVID-19.
Foursquare's been looking after locals since 1924. And because we're locals too, we're doing everything we can to make sure you have what you need. So when you come and see us, please be kind to each other, be patient, and do your bit to ensure we can all shop safely by staying 2 metres apart. And, if possible, choose one person from your household to do your shop. Thanks. And kia kaha, New Zealand.
What are you thankful for right now? Thankfulness equals happiness. When you think of all the things that you do have and what's going well instead of what you don't have, you'll be more empowered to have a great day and you'll have more joy in your day-to-day life. So, what are 10 things you are thankful for right now? Have a go. If you think of 10 things to be thankful for every morning when you wake up and before you go to sleep, it'll do great things for your mental healthiness. Find out more about thankfulness at begreat.co.nz. Thankfulness equals happiness.
There's a world of difference when you buy an electric vehicle from us. Hi, I'm Hadley from Auckland City Electric Vehicles. Visit our huge indoor showroom with the largest selection of top-grade electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles in the country. Nissan Leafs, BMW i3s, Mitsubishi Outlanders and Volkswagens. New stock arriving daily, all trades welcome. Visit us today, our prices are drive away. Only at Auckland City Electric Vehicles, 83 Barry's Point Road, Takapuna, just 2 minutes north of the bridge.
Collins Plumbing and Gas is classified as an essential service. If it's essential and it's an emergency, visit collinsplumbing.co.nz or call 0800 888 007. That's 0800 888 007.
Kate Hawksby, setting the news agenda on Early Edition with oneroof.co.nz. News Talk ZB.
5 to 6, Mike Hosking. Can I just start with my most pressing question of the morning? Is it possible for you to get hold of Grant Robertson's hairdresser? How is it that Grant Robertson got a haircut yesterday?
I've been thinking about that. It's a very important question. So what you're referring to last night is his appearance at that...
He looks like he's got a fresh trim.
He looks like he's got a fresh trim. I will grant you that. However...
Oh, you don't think it is?
In later shots, I was wondering if it was an extra gelling. Because I thought, you cannot then go and just
extra
accuse...
Gel.
Because what I was going to do is get the finance minister on and I was going to left ball him. Just go, yep. Who did you hear? Just like that, just out of the blue. I'll be talking about the debt.
Have you got him on today?
No.
Oh, shame. But,
well, because I was going to go, I thought, no, because the second shot, it looked like extra gelling.
I think it looks like a fresh cut. I've had some feedback on the text.
What you're referring to is the cabinet meeting on Zoom.
Yes.
And he did look like he had a haircut. But at the press conference with the Prime Minister, he didn't. As much. He looked like it could have been gelled up a little bit.
Okay, well,
yeah.
It's a conspiracy. If he's managed to get to a hairdresser, I want to know how.
I think given these times where answers are few and far between from this government, that's one they can probably come up with fairly quickly.
Well, they might need to put it through a few people.
Anyway, but we're going to talk to the doctors about this morning, because you're quite right. Between the contact tracing and the PPE gear...
And
the flu vaccines that we've got so many of, but whoops, no, we don't. And the testing we are doing, whoops, no, we're not. I mean, this government's been found out in a major way now. So the testing's the true scandal, of course. They've been lying to us, straight up and down lying to us. And as for the Prime Minister saying yesterday, I can't remember a day when we reached our maximum. And the reason she hasn't is, as you point out, because no one's doing the testing because they've been told not to. And so they're making this up as they're going along if they're not being just completely dishonest with us. So,
I'd like to think they're not being completely dishonest with us.
Well, come on. How many doctors and how many nurses and how many frontline people do you want to hear from where is it? Are they all making it up, are they?
No.
Are they just got stocks of flu jabs?
No, I just think there's a big disconnect, theory versus reality, and what the government thinks is happening.
They're making it up as they go along.
It's the same as the lockdown and the self-isolators.
We've got endless audio this morning from the Prime Minister's press conference and that woman who's the head of health who should never be seen in public again. From that yesterday, just going, I just don't know why that is. I'm just not sure what happened.
Yeah, she didn't have a single
answer. No testing over the weekend. I don't know why that was. We'll need to get to the bottom of that. So anyway, more on that this morning.
Excellent. Mike Hosking Breakfast next. Thanks for your company. See you tomorrow from 5.
When you're buying a forklift, there's a simple test. Knock, knock. That's a major brand of Japanese forklift. A lot of plastic. And then there's China's leading forklift, Hangcha. Cold, hard steel. Hangcha forklifts use less of the flimsy stuff and more of the tough stuff in every truck they build. So if you're buying a forklift, don't try it until you've knocked it. Hangcha from Northern Forklifts. Call 0800 Hangcha.
What are you thankful for right now? Thankfulness equals happiness. When you think of all the things that you do have and what's going well instead of what you don't have, you'll be more empowered to have a great day and you'll have more joy in your day-to-day life. So, what are 10 things you're thankful for right now? Have a go. If you think of 10 things to be thankful for every morning when you wake up and before you go to sleep, it'll do great things for your mental healthiness. Find out more about thankfulness at begreat.co.nz. Thankfulness equals happiness.
In a world of change, it's good to know some things stay the same. So is Shosha still the original specialists for e-cigarettes, vaping devices and more? Oh, for Shosh! Can you still get free shipping on online orders over $50? Oh, for Shosh! And will Shosha continue to be there with all the flavors, over 60 stores nationwide and all your favorite vaping gear? Oh, for Shosh! R18, Google Shosha today.
Hi Auckland, Vector here. Like you, many of us are working from home right now, but a bunch of Vector people are out on the road keeping the power going for everyone. Sometimes, say to fix a downed power line, do work to prevent power cuts, or add something like an extra supermarket chiller, we'll need to turn power off for a bit. If we do turn your power off, it's only so we can do this work safely. And if you see one of our people out working, give them a thumbs up from a safe distance. It means a lot. Find out more at vector.co.nz.
Nothing comes close to the beauty of the Coromandel. Here on this stretch of pristine Coromandel Coast, you'll find your own slice of paradise. The Opito Sands development is nearing completion. Titles are imminent. Act now and start building in 2020. Sections at the Opito Sands site are open to view most days over summer between 10 and 4. Details at opitosands.co.nz. Nothing comes close.
In Auckland on 89.4, this is News Talk ZB. More news, more views, more debate. It's the Mike Hosking Breakfast.